hello to our breakfast show. Today, we have one of the most important writers of the 18th century in the house. I can't tell you how amazing it is to have such a beautiful and smart woman as my guest. So, let's welcome Sophie La Roche.
Thank you very much. I'm glad to be here.
First, tell us, you were born in Kaufbeuren, weren't you? How do you feel being back here?
I left Kaufbeuren at the age of 4, so actually I do not really have a connection to this place.
Oh, what a pity! But although you haven't lived in Kaufbeuren for a long time, everybody here knows your famous novel, The History of Lady Sophia Sternheim. However, today we want to talk about your attitude towards the social role of women.
With pleasure. The most relevant aspect is to unite a high level of education with being a perfect mother, wife, and housewife. Even if men dominate our society, women should, or rather have, to be equal to men. Furthermore...
No! Sorry to interrupt you, but I think some in the audience don't agree with your ideas. Mr.
Paul.
So, Mr. Paul, what's your problem?
She has beds in the belfry. A woman belongs in a kitchen, cooking, cleaning and caring for the family. That's it.
How dare you? My husband and my 8 children mean everything to me. In my opinion, you have to combine these two different parts. Being smart and doing the housework.
The linen cupboard should be the woman's bookcase.
Okay, calm down. Sophie La Roche, you write your point of view down in the women's magazine Pomona for Germany's Daughters.
I must admit, it was risky to publish a magazine as a woman, especially as the first one. Actually, I just want to educate Germany's daughters and to amuse the reader.
Wow! You're definitely a pioneer of the female role and certainly a model for many women. But let's switch to your lovers. Ooh. Tell us, which one was the best?
Sorry, but this is way too intimate.
Signore Bianconi, Mr. Wieland or Monsieur La Roche?
I don't want to answer this question.
Oh, come on! Only one little detail!
Excuse me, I said no.
Okay, okay, we all have our little secrets. Now, the clock says it's time for...
Wiki and Tricky!
Exactly! Everyone knows our famous game, Quicky and Tricky. I start a sentence and you complete it. First sentence. My best friends describe me as...
Self-confident, brave and persistent.
I'm very proud of...
Speaking 4 different languages. French, Italian, English and German.
I love...
Traveling and writing.
No one expects that...
I was the first German woman to climb Mont Blanc.
Are you serious? That's a real surprise! But time is running out. It was amazing to talk to such an inspiring character. Maybe one last piece of advice for all the girls out there?
Do everything you can to achieve a high level of education. Don't be obedient and fulfill your role as a woman as best you can.
We'll do our very best. Thanks for joining our show and... have a nice day!